Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you missed any of our Who Do We Hate the Most segment, you should get on the podcast because it was a lot of fun. Next week, we're doing it again, Chris Russell's most hated list. I think we do that every
I think
week.
We need White Brian because they don't talk.
Yeah, White Brian will have a hell of a list.
We need him to talk a little more, man. He's so damn quiet.
Yeah, dude, we're worried about you, White Brian. Quiet Brian. We could also call him Quiet Brian because everybody would know the difference between Brian and Quiet Brian.
Yeah.
Joining us right now, though, we're going to switch gears. Mystics made three picks in the top six. I imagine that's unheard of, but Kareem Copeland knows a lot more than me. You can read Kareem's work in the Washington Post, covers the Mystics and women's basketball, Terps, all of it. What's up, Cope? How you doing, bud?
What up, fellas? Thanks for having me on. How's
it going? What's up, Kareem? How you been, man?
Good. I'm tired. Starting vacation today.
Yeah, I bet.
That's it.
Has any team ever had three of the top six?
I don't believe so. I've had to go back and look at every year, but I mean, I know we've had, I know there's been two, but three of the top six, I don't believe so. Not as far as my research, but you know, I might have to dig in a little bit deeper.
All right. So I wanted the Wizards to trade up for Beckers with three of the top six. They obviously didn't do that. Then I wanted them to trade up for the Victoria Wembanyama, Malanga. They obviously didn't do that. Before we get to the Mystics picks, how good is Beckers, and then what is up with who could Malanga be?
Well, Beckers is the truth, and probably the most efficient player that came out of college last year. You know, National Player of the Year as a freshman. The only thing that ever really slowed her down was some knee injuries that took her out about a season and a half. But besides that, remember, people were talking about her like Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark got going. And I still would say, I mean, Caitlin is who she is, but at the same time, when Paige went down with those injuries, that kind of allowed a lot of the attention to shift towards Caitlin because she was kind of that player that everybody was kind of talking about at that point. So she's the truth, and that's why she's in Dallas, because a lot of people made a lot of offers to Dallas or tried to call, and they weren't interested in picking up the phone. It was all Paige all the way for them.
Okay.
And Malanga, I mean, she's only 19 years old, but she's 6'6", athletic, can play on the perimeter, can dunk. And so she's arguably got the highest ceiling in this draft of what she could be and what she could develop into. It's always tricky a little bit with some of these foreign born players, just because sometimes they have national team commitments and things like that. So sometimes that part is shaky, but the question is how fast can she develop and how quick can she get used to just the physicality of the league? But if you're talking about ceiling, she's as high as anybody in this draft.
All right. I mean,
yeah, Paige's game, she do it all, though.
I watched. I'm gonna tell the whole truth here, left hand up style. I watched one Malanga highlight where she was not being defended, and she hit a drop step spin move dunk, and I said, trade everything for her, risk it all. But they didn't. So let's talk about what they did do. Talk to me about number three for the Sticks.
Sonny Citron went number three, guard out of Notre Dame. Probably got overshadowed by Olivia Miles and Hannah Hidalgo. And the thing about her is she's just that player that does a little bit of everything, an elite defender. She's got good shoots it efficiently, but at the same time, you know, you don't really have to run stuff for her. So she can be that kind of secondary third scorer where, you know, she gets a lot of points just off of back cuts and things like that. So you don't have to run your offense through her, but she's still super effective. It was quite frankly, probably one of the most underrated players in college just because she doesn't put up, you know, you're not going to look at her stat line and see, you know, 19 and 10 and 6 and be wild in that way. But she's a super efficient 4-5-4 kind of a player. And I think she was kind of hands down considered a top five pick. And it just kind of depended on what Seattle was going to do, quite frankly. And Seattle was kind of in a weird position where they're ready to win now. But I think even if Malanga has to develop for a little bit, there's just too much upside there to go to somebody who might be a little bit more, W ready right now on this day. But I think Citron might be, as of today, you know, one of the most well-rounded players, you know, not kind of after Paige, but one of the most well-rounded players that was in college last year.
Well, and then when you go with the young lady Kiki from USC, I watched her in the game when Juju went out, and she just took over that game.
Took over. That's the kind of player she is. Like, she's the truth. When at the end of last year, I was talking about her unquestioned as a top three pick coming out of Stanford. She dropped, I think, 40 in that opening weekend tournament game last year. It's like, she's the truth. She's got everything you could ask for in a post. I'd say arguably, if not the best power forward in the game last year. The only thing that was really a negative was people wanted to see her extend her game a little bit, you know, get that shot to start falling a little bit farther out towards the perimeter. And she does most of her work in the post. But a really smart player. Pretty good in pick and roll situations, high basketball IQ, all those kind of things that you want. The only thing that's kind of missing is you'd like to see that perimeter game become a little bit more consistent. But for this whole last year, even playing after with Juju, you knew she was a lottery pick essentially the entire time. It just kind of depended on, you know, where people kind of in front of her slotted. And I wouldn't have been surprised at all if Seattle decided to go with Kiki at number two. That wouldn't have been a shock by any means.
Wow. If they did that, you think the Sticks would have taken Malanga?
Oh, absolutely. See, now, Malanga is probably the perfect fit for the Mystics, considering they're a team who's looking 2, 3, maybe even 4 years down the road at this point. So you would think, hey, if it takes her a little bit to develop, by the time she's kind of ready to, you know, really hit the ground running, that would be a kind of coincide with the time that Washington believes that it should be back in the kind of contending space. So that was the weird thing with Seattle is you're hoping that, hey, even if she doesn't contribute right away, that you've got enough to still contend. But for the Mystics, it kind of would have been a perfect fit as a player who's going to need a couple years with a franchise who's already looking a couple years down the road.
Gotcha. And talk to me about the third first-round pick, the point guard out of Kentucky.
Electric point guard, can score. I think she averaged 19 this year. Pure point guard, super flashy. Somebody that's just fun to watch and plays with personality. The only problem is she's 5'6". And there was, what, I do believe I counted last night, 6 or 7 players in the entire league last year that was 5'6" or shorter. And so that's the big question mark with her is will she be able to hang with the physicality of the game at this next level? But she's lightning quick and she's got a shot and she's smart in how she runs the show. It's just you start to wonder who she's going to defend and if they'll put if opposing teams will put her in bad positions that way, and you know, will she just kind of get beat up a little bit by the physicality? But she said last night, hey, I've been short all my life, and that's been part of something I've had to overcome at every level, and she's done so far. But that's really the only knock on her is her size. Otherwise, she's an incredible offensive talent.
So a couple other things. Talking with our friend Kareem Copeland, covers women's basketball for the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at Kareem Copeland, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Cope, the young lady from Maryland, Cheyenne Sellers, made it to the second round. Was that a surprise to you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Huge surprise. I honestly thought that was where the Mystics might go at number six.
I think you told me that, or somebody told me.
Yeah, it was just kind of depending on, because you knew Mystics were going to go a guard. It just depended on which one they ended up liking more. And Shai definitely slid. I think a couple things that kind of hampered her was she was dealing with a knee injury the entire second half of the season. And so that just kind of slowed her down, and she just wasn't herself. She honestly had to change her game, where she started working a little bit in the post and a little bit in that elbow area as a bigger guard, because she didn't have that same quickness and couldn't drive to the basket and plant in the exact same way that she did. And so I wonder if people kind of were worried about the way that knee lingered a little bit. But, I mean, she's a big guard that has filled every role for Maryland over the years. And I wonder if she got dinged a little bit just from the structure of the team this year, where she wasn't asked to score 15-plus points. She didn't have to. Last year, she led the team in every single category. But there was more talent on the team this year, so she had to do less. She facilitated more and, quite frankly, wasn't as healthy as she usually is. And so all of those dinged her numbers down a little bit. And I wonder if people kind of looked at that and said, and had a question of if that was more what you would see at the next level, as opposed to, you know, really when she really signed and put up, you know, kind of crazy numbers during her sophomore and junior year. But, you know, big guards in this league that can handle the ball, that can play on the wing and guard multiple positions, those are valuable. So I think Golden State, quite frankly, got a steal, especially in the second round. You just need to get her healthy, and I think she's going to be just fine.
That's so left hand up, I'm going to confess something here. I don't know all of the logos for the WNBA teams. I kind of only know the Mystics. And and I couldn't figure out what team had drafted her because I'm looking at ESPN.com and it just has the logo of the team. When is Golden State new?
Yeah. Golden State. This is their first their expansion team.
Oh
this
wow!
This will be their first season. So this draft was their first draft picks, and they're kind of in an interesting situation where I kind of believe. So after next year, a new CBA is coming, right?
Yeah, dude. So I wanted to ask you about that. I just read. I think I can't remember which player it was. I got to talk to Aaliyah Edwards over the weekend, and she was really impressive. But these women are now making more money in like the 2 months they play in this unrivaled league than they are in the W, right?
So it depends on who you are. But Unrivaled did kind of put together, you know, essentially I look at them as a startup. And they had a whole lot of great financial backings this very first year that they kind of put all the way into salaries. And so they're honestly, quite frankly, putting a little bit of pressure on the W as they're in these CBA negotiations. And so what all the W players did knew that the old salary structure would end after this 2025 season. And just last year, they also got a new media rights deal worth $2.2 billion. So with the new CBA, everybody's expecting salaries to make a significant leap forward. And so what every player did, I think there's maybe two veterans in the league that didn't do this, but anybody else that's not on a rookie deal, they set up their contracts to end after the 2025 season. So next year you're looking at like 100 players that are going to be free agents, including every all-star that will be completely unrestricted free agents because they all want to be able to sign a new deal under this new money. So that opens it up.
Like Caitlin Clark, every big star is going to be a free agent next year?
Every big star who's not on a rookie deal. So Caitlin Clark won't fall underneath that because she's still on her initial four-year rookie deal. But anybody who's a veteran that's already passed their, four-year rookie contract, I think there were only three of them that signed. Even people who were signing extensions, they were only signing one-year extensions because everybody wants to get a piece of that new money come the 2026 season. And so I think Golden State is kind of setting themselves up to be a major player in that because if you're an expansion team in San Francisco owned by the same folks that own the Golden State Warriors, you could go and make a run at a couple all-stars and say, hey, come be the face of this brand new franchise in one of the best cities and best markets in the league. We got a brand new practice facility and all the bells and whistles. So I think that makes them a pretty attractive team to free agents after this 2025 season. And I think they're going to make a big push for that.
What is that
really
money going to be like?
They're making more money in college now, a lot of them.
Right. Like, dude, so like somebody like Asia Wilson, right, in Vegas, or who's a young woman that just drains threes in New York? Ionescu, right?
Yeah.
Like what kind of cash are these, you know, all-star players going to start making? Are we talking 10 mil a year? I mean, you said it was a $2 billion rights deal.
We're not talking about going that high. Because you got to, right now, I do believe what the max salary for a single season right now is somewhere right around 250, 275, somewhere right there. You know, just under 300. And so the money's going to go up, but we're not talking about $10 million a year type stuff yet.
You got to have that type of backing for it to go up there.
They don't want to be paid the same as the NBA guys, but they want the same percentage of the pot. Mm. And that's the difference. And the pot in the W is obviously much less than the NBA. So it's not equal salary to salary, and none of them have said that, but they want the same percentage of what the pot is. And so that's the big negotiating point that we'll see in this, quite frankly. They've already started, but it'll kind of continue for these next 12 months. It seems like.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's all quite interesting. So do you think the Mystics did well with the three top six picks?
I do. I think they did as well as they can. as well as they could. I've been a big Kiki fan ever since last season. Sonya was just in that tier that it was impossible to pass her up. And again, she's not that flashy player, but, you know, that player that everybody loves to have on their team because it makes the entire team better. The big question mark is going to be Georgia. There were some other good point guards out there. She's an All-American and played as well as anybody in college. But the question is, does her size translate to the league as well as some of these other point guards that might be a little bit more physically blessed?
We will find out. You are physically blessed, Cope. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Appreciate you, brother.
I'm trying. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate you having me.
Hi, babe.
It's our boy, Kareem Copeland. The haters said we wouldn't do a Mystic segment. They were incorrect.
Totally.
A lot going on in the NFL. We're going to circle back to that side of town. Washington has a bunch of folks visiting today. Some names you've heard, some names you might not have. All of a sudden, sure seems like White Brian's Giants are circling the quarterback basin. Nobody. Go anywhere.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.